members. Welcome to the extraordinary meeting of the Morden District Council on Thursday the 11th of August 2016, 7:30 p.m. Agenda item 1, my notices. I refer you to page 4 and regarding sound recording of this meeting. In the event of a fire, health and safety, and the fact that the meeting is being monitored and recorded by CCTV. Apologies for absence, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Apologies from Councillors Bass, Councillors Dobson, Councillor McKenzie, Councillor Perlman, Councillor Reverend Shrimpton, and Councillor Sisney.
Thank you very much.
Told you he wasn't coming this morning.
Beg your pardon, and Councillor Archer, thank you.
Any others? Lovely, thank you very much. Right, disclosure of interest, members, to disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interest or non-pecuniary interest relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 10 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Are they... Councillor Boyce.
Thank you, Chairman. A non-pecuniary interest in that I'm a member of Essex County Council and also a non-pecuniary interest at that as I'm a chairman of an almshouse trust.
Thank you very much. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't know if ditto will suffice, but exactly the same, non-pecuniary, the same reasons as Councillor Boyce.
Thank you. Councillor Savage.
I'm a member of two old folks trusts, and this application excellently has an old folks home in it.
Thank you, Councillor Savage. Councillor Mrs. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. A non-pecuniary interest, I know many of the objectors.
Thank you very much. Councillor Fluker.
Thanks, Chairman. In the interest of openness and transparency, I do indeed know some of the objectors, and I know one of the agents, if that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Putney.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the same. I know virtually all of the objectors.
Your friends.
Okay, so just to...
Thank you. Any others? Members, thank you very much. Now, members, at previous planning meetings, we have remained seated, but I've now been advised that because we remain seated, members of the public in the training room and looking at it on CCTV cannot necessarily see who's speaking. So would you please stand when you speak now? Thank you, as you would normally do at a full council. Right, agenda item 4, now between Chandlers and Creeksey Lane, Morden, application FUL MAL 1400356.
Thank you, Chairman. Apologies, the mouse has reappeared. Good evening, members. What we're looking at here, members may recall that the application has been before you this evening, and I'm just going to start the presentation by reminding members of the allocation as set out in the Emerging Local Development Plan. So this is the site that has recently been before members and has a resolution to grant planning permission for 180 units. Is the residential allocation in the local development plan for the site that is before you this evening. So this is 6.2 hectares, and the site as it stands, and as you'll be seeing in a moment, extends down to this boundary and abutting the industrial estate. And then the remaining site is for 90 units, and there's no application on that. Again, showing the residential allocations again, but also for your information, showing the lower section of the site, which is partially identified for employment purposes in the Emerging Local Plan. So we have the residential allocation here, and we have an employment allocation in this position here. So that's just to give you some context. So you may recall this is the nature of the scheme as it stands at the moment, but I would just correct two things. The 1.7 hectares of private amenity space has been removed, so that's no longer part of the scheme, and the allotments has been increased to 0.65 of a hectare. So the description on your members' update is the most up-to-date and correct. Just to remind you with some photographs, so this is Creeksea Lane that runs along the western boundary of the site. Here we have views eastwards back towards, so there's Chandler's, there's Springfield Industrial Estate, and then to the south you're looking over the railway, and this is the hedge line fronting onto Malden Road. And this again is a view across the northern section of the site, so Malden Road and Chandler's in that direction there. And this is Stewart at the entrance to the public footpath. Some views of Chandler's, which is immediately adjacent to the site, and some views of Springfield Industrial Estate. So the location plan, i.e. the application site, is now as shown here. What I'm going to show you on the next slide is a little bit of history as to how the scheme has actually developed since it's come in. So if we go to the bottom corner here, the bottom corner screen here is showing how the original submission looked. So if you want to refer to your table on page 9 of your report, that's what's referenced as the original scheme. So that was a site area of 30.34 hectares and included a number of elements that have now been removed. We then went to this scheme where this southern section of the site was removed. Most recently, and what was presented to you in March, was this scheme. So you saw the allotments in this location here. This was the area of the temporary amenity space that has since been removed. And now before you this evening, we have again a much reduced application site. So the difference in the size of the application site since it was originally submitted is just over 10 hectares. So this gives a little bit more detail. I am going to take you through in more detail in a moment the changes, but this plan is to show you what is in outline, because it is a hybrid application, what is in outline. So the pink is what is denoting what is the outline part of the application, and the yellow is denoting what is a full or detailed part of the scheme. This is giving you an idea of the residential phasing. So effectively you'd have the frontage section built out first, so fronting Malden Road, and you would have the second section built out subsequently. If members are minded to grant planning permission, there is a more detailed phasing condition suggested in order to capture that in more detail. So if I use the landscape master plan and just go through the changes with you. So effectively, along the western boundary, a 30-metre wide woodland buffer strip has been incorporated to ensure that the development is self-contained, effectively. The allotments were previously in this position here and now are out, which would be outside the application site, and they have been moved to this position here. Also, the allotments form part of a detailed element of the scheme, so they would come forward with the residential development and wouldn't be subject to a subsequent reserve matters application. The sustainable urban drainage scheme has not changed, and it would go to this attenuation pond with one of the outfalls to this attenuation pond. But the land is within the control of the applicant. And you'll notice in the heads of terms that that would be subject to terms of the legal agreement to ensure that that remains in connection to service this development. There have been some minor changes to the layout. One of the issues that was raised at the last committee, when it was last considered, was the issue of vehicular linkages through to Springfield Industrial Estate. And in response to that, the applicant has shown that there would only be a pedestrian footway cycleway linkage between the B2 and B8 uses, which are in this section of the site here, and the B1 office and residential uses and the children's nursery. So effectively, this main spine road would serve all the residential, the care home, the offices and the children's nursery, and the heavier industrial uses would be accessed by the industrial estate. I have confirmed with the Highways Authority that the road network shown here is sufficient to cope with any accidental trips by HGVs that they need to exit the site. So they could either turn here or they could actually come down here and turn and go back up the spine road. But it's anticipated that that would be dealt with by signage at the entrance to the development as well. So another issue that was raised related to the blocks of flats in this location here. This, members may or may not recall, is a existing public footpath that runs diagonally across the site. And there were concerns about the overall massing of the block here. So the applicant, in response to that, has sought to break up that block to ensure that it doesn't appear as potentially obtrusive as some of the concerns were expressed. Now, we do have some street scenes, so this is trying to show where they are, but effectively they haven't changed too much. Just touching on one element that was raised in the deferral was the location of the affordable housing units. And there was some concern about them being in one particular location of the site. And you can see here by the inclusion of the blue coloration that the affordable housing units are actually spread through the site and not concentrated in one location. And then this is the surface water management plan, and I've had confirmation from the applicant that the surface water management strategy, which has been subject to consultation with the SUDS authority, would remain as it is shown on here and wouldn't change. So although the allotments have relocated and there's been slight alterations in the layout, the outfalls and the watercourses haven't changed and wouldn't change. It would be subject to a detailed condition in any event. So these are the street scenes. So we've got street scenes onto Malden Road. We've got street scenes onto the main spine road going down into the development. These are the properties that were back onto the Chandlers, so they're bungalows. These are street scenes within the development itself. So it's showing a mixture of houses and the flats, all two-storey. And then this is the change with the flats that would front onto the public footpath. So whereas previously it was one single block, it's now been broken up into two separate blocks to create some visual breaks. These are some of the apartments. There's slight variations, so these are shown, there's slight variations to previous designs. Further apartments, the majority of these have not changed from what you saw before, so I'll take you through them, but I won't dwell too long. So you can see that they're all two-storey. They're seeking to have various design features to provide visual interest. We've got the bungalows and the two-bedroom properties, further two-bedroom properties, and then we've got the larger three-bedroom, four-bedroom properties. These are some of the properties that will front onto Malden Road. These dwellings will be at a density of approximately 5 dwellings per hectare, which is at least reflective of the properties on the other side of Malden Road. So if I can just take members back back to the report, I just wanted to run through very briefly with you the reasons for the deferral and how I've sought to address it in the report. On the first item, I would also like to take you to the members' update, where it references the actual need for a nursing home. And there has been consultation with our housing service, and you can see their response there. And I've had confirmation from the Director of Commissioning at County Council that there is a recognised need for this type of development. So that was one issue that was raised at the point of deferral. The affordable housing, I've shown you on the plan that it is not concentrated in one area. The flooding and the surface water issues has been before the SUDS authority, no objections are raised and no changes are proposed to that. The enforceability of the planning conditions, we are confident those planning conditions could be enforced should they need to do so. In terms of the conflict, I'm on paragraph 3.9 now, in terms of the conflict in the use of the spine road and separating the residential traffic, you've seen from the master plan there, the plan submitted, that there would be a separation. The future potential access to the temporary private amenity space that has been removed from the scheme, so that's no longer a consideration. And then the other matters that were raised related to the treatment of the western boundary and the potential for development encroaching onto the Land Edge Blue. And as I said, in response to that, the applicant has sought to include this substantial woodland buffer strip to give comfort that that would not be the case. So in terms of the heads of terms, they are principally the same as before, but you'll notice on page 13, the final bullet point on the heads of terms references the need to include now that the SUDS attenuation feature that is now within the Land Edge Blue would remain in connection with the surface water drainage of the development site, and that would be controlled by the legal agreement. So the conditions are pretty much as they were when they presented to you previously. There are just two conditions that are a duplication, condition 10 and 31, that I would, if members are minded to grant planning permission, need to be omitted. And there was one minor revision, should members be minded to grant planning permission, to one of the highways conditions. But I can take you through that when we get to that point, if that's appropriate, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Sharman. We have some public participation, members. Three people wish to speak, an objector, a member of Burnham Town Council, and the agent. First of all, the objector, Mrs. Natalie Bettany. Would you like to take a seat, Mrs. Bettany?
You can sit,
yes. And if you'd like to turn on your microphone. And you have 2 minutes from the time that you start speaking.
Thank you. The agent was told by full council in March that work needed to be done to this application, hence the reason for deferral. We had heard that this would mean that the agent would hold meetings with resident groups and council to bring forward a better, more acceptable development. Sadly, the agent has made no attempt to contact any resident group for further discussions. The agent continues to include vast areas of extra land outside of the LDP and MP, but not to improve design or layout. The crass way, the nearly few houses at the top of the development use a disproportionate amount of land at 5 dwellings per hectare, while the majority are forced into comparatively poor space, 22 dwellings per hectare, is unacceptable. If the applicant is allowed to develop additional land in excess of the LDP, then surely the developer should be made to ensure that this is for the benefit of all future residents. Since the last full council meeting on this site, the agent has added lines of trees that are meant to fool us into believing that dessert won't happen at a later date. Why then do all roads in the development finish in dead ends at these trees, potentially leading into vacant land? I would draw council attention to the Charles Church Development's LDP site, which with public involvement has brought forward a better quality development supported by council and residents. In case council are mindful of appeals and potential costs involved, I would remind council of the Newmore Farm Southminster appeal. The Inspector Francis Mahoney on the 29th of July 2015 found in favour of MDC, largely on design and layout flaws. In fact, she cited 109 of the MPPF, planning should enhance and contribute to natural and local environment. This application is also defendable if the correct and appropriate objections are cited. This site and the residents of Burnham deserve better. Just because this application is more than 2.5 years old does not mean it's suitable or fit for purpose. We, the residents of Burnham, are not unreasonable people, nor are we NIMBYs. We have accepted the LDP site allocations, but we expect a quality development for Burnham. And this application just isn't ticking any of those boxes. I urge you to object strongly to this application and instruct the applicant to start again with a clean sheet of paper. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Bettany. Councillor Wendy Stamp from Burnham Town Council. If you'd like to turn on your microphone, you have 2 minutes from the time that you start speaking.
This this application started back in April 2014, originally vastly oversized, and subsequently, after numerous revisions, we have this version in front of us. Sadly, it is still not in accordance with our neighbourhood plan or Maldon's LDP. It is a shame that this developer has not listened regarding size, design and layout at previous consultations and meetings. If they had, we would be supporting this application as we did on the Charles Church strategic site. Charles Church totally understood and appreciated our beautiful town and rural surroundings. They met with residents and both parties made compromises which resulted in a fabulous, sympathetic, well-designed plan. Burnham residents were overjoyed that this council supported them and asked you to do the same again by refusing it. We accept the strategic site is 180 houses on 6.2 hectares and 3.4 hectares of employment land. We do not accept that the whole 20.32 hectares is approved in this full and outline form. This site is outside the development boundary and contrary to policies S1, S2 and H1. It is far in excess of the site allocation, contrary to S2, S1, S4, SH and HH, H4. We are disappointed to read that the officer's report tells you to attribute little weight to our neighbourhood plan. Our plan has been with Maldon District Council since July and ready for Regulation 16. Approval of this application would not only have a financial cost to our residents of over £20,000 wasted alongside many hours of hard work. We adhere to the master documents as advised, the LDP. Theresa May said that councils need to stop building on greenfield sites, tagging onto existing edge of town developments, saying they need to come up with more imaginative designs that actually complement the area being developed. This design layout and style of housing does not comply with H4, D1 or BE1. The members' update is not accurate. We voted against the revised barrack appearance of affordable housing. Council BTC resolved by majority. The objection of this application was Councillor Wood. He supported it. We ask you to help provide the best plan possible at the entrance to our beautiful, unique town and refuse this application in its current form.
Mr. David Barker, who's the agent? Thank you, Mr. Barker. You have 2 minutes from the moment you start to speak.
Thank you, Chair, members, for the opportunity to speak. Burnham West is a high-quality, design-led, mixed-use scheme that has been amended a number of times, each time seeking to respond to comments made by the local community, officers and members. The recent changes are in direct response to members' comments raised at their extraordinary council meeting in March and include a break in the scheme's spine road to stop industrial traffic entering the residential area, a redesign of some of the affordable housing to improve its appearance, the introduction of a substantial landscaping belt along the site's western boundary, removal of the temporary private amenity space from the scheme. Contrary to suggestions in the press, there is now only a small number of residents who commented on the scheme being considered tonight. It is acknowledged that Burnham West occupies a larger area than envisaged by an emerging development plan. But by designing the scheme to follow existing field boundaries and by bringing the residential and employment allocations together, the scheme will be more sustainable, with pedestrian and cycle paths linking the mix of uses. This creates the opportunity to deliver a greater package of community assets. The scheme delivers a variety of homes to meet local needs, designed to add a density and in keeping with the character of the area. A high-quality site for new employment will bring significant opportunities. There will be highway improvements, primary and early years education provision, youth facilities, healthcare contributions, open space and allotments in excess of council standards, all set within a significantly landscaped and spacious environment, delivering a green gateway to Burnham. The only outline elements of the scheme are commercial, allowing end users the opportunity to bring forward designs for their individual buildings by reserved matters, thus creating a right environment for business. Members in determining reserved matters applications will be in a position to ensure that the design of the commercial buildings maintains high standards. Provisions of the Section 96 agreements have been agreed, including the management and maintenance of the scheme's open space. We appreciate the time and effort officers and members have given to getting the scheme right, and we now respectfully ask members to support the scheme and the officer's recommendation of approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barker. Councillor Miss Lewis.
Thank you, Chairman. Before we get into the debate proper, I've been approached by both members of the public on a matter and by several members
on a separate matter, and I'd like to draw them both to your attention now, if I may. Firstly, members of the public have been concerned and irritated that there was late information posted on this application onto our website, and we wondered if perhaps they could have an explanation of why that happened. But secondly, members have approached me wanting to seek some legal advice from Mr. Jameson, who's with us this evening. And I think that to assist our debate later, it might be useful if we were to get that debate, that advice at the beginning before the debate starts. But I do feel that it could be required to be heard in private by members only. So I would ask for that advice to be heard under Rule 516. So there's two elements. Could we have an explanation for the public, and can we move into private session so that members can seek some legal advice? Thank you.
Shall we take the explanation for the late when we reconvene? You're proposing this, Councillor.
It is a proposal.
Can I have a seconder, please? All those in favour? Members, we're going to go into closed session. Those against? Thank you very much. That is passed.
Chairman, how do we know it's passed? Because there seem to be quite a few hands went up for against it.
Let's do it again. Those in favour, please, members. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's 14, I make, yes? And those against?
I'm making sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you. That has been passed. I move under to exclude the public under Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, Schedule 12A, Paragraph 5.